Depuis qu'il a eu une douleur, ça. Quelques jours?
Okay. Nurse Marsha Eloy is sitting in a makeshift health clinic in Pont-Périn, asking a grandmother in a blue headscarf how long she's been in pain. She takes off a blood pressure cuff and tells her, "It seems like your pressure is high." Asked when she last went to the doctor, the woman says, "I don't have any money."
Nancy, we have Protonix right here. Good for the stomach.
Down the hall, Eliette Silver calls out to a fellow nurse in a primary school classroom that's been scrubbed clean and repurposed as a pharmacy. Leftover medication donated by organizations in South Florida has been meticulously alphabetized and sorted by dose in large Ziploc bags. This is the outcome of a coalition called the Haitian American Hurricane Matthew Relief Effort. It started some 600 miles away in Miami with a late-night Facebook post as Hurricane Matthew forecasts shifted east from Jamaica towards Haiti.
I was basically laying in bed and I thought to myself, we are so not going to have a repeat of the earthquake.
Sandy Dorsonville was in charge of logistics for the trip. And what she means is that Haitian Americans were determined not to be sidelined, as many felt they were after Haiti's catastrophic earthquake in 2010.
We didn't feel our power, I think, at that time. We felt like we needed to make room for those with bigger pockets and bigger efforts to make, you know, to solve the problem.
The Haitian American Nurses Association led the medical part of the mission. They've done work like this in Haiti for more than 15 years. But trying to plan a trip during an emergency, it's complicated. Logistical snafus start at the baggage counter. Food, clothes, and medical equipment are packed into 60 large suitcases. An airline worker says there's not enough room to bring everything along.
You don't have enough, honey.
During the bus ride from Port-au-Prince to Haiti's hard-hit southwestern peninsula, Elizabeth Paul flipped through videos of her uncle's house in Port-Salut.
Just walking in the street.
One of the only houses left standing in the area.
We were just there 2 months ago, and it's like, it was beyond beautiful, and now you just 2 months later, it's like...
Volunteers danced in their seats to Haitian compas. You could tell how important the trip was to this group, with roots in both countries. Nurse Shelley Paul grew up coming to visit Haiti.
When you look at the country now and constantly hearing over and over, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, like everything that we hear about us is negative. But back then, I loved coming here.
But there were also points of frustration. The next day, the group got a late start and made a couple stops where people stepped out to take pictures. Some on the bus felt the group's priorities had gotten scrambled.
It feels like exploitation.
Think about if you were living here and you walked outside, you see the big bus with people with TVs and cameras.
It's exploitation. But we're trained. I don't care what anybody says.
Once the medical clinic got going, things moved with precision. Outside, volunteers prayed and sang with the people who'd come for a checkup. They served up home-cooked rice and beans.
It was important to us that there was just some sense of normalcy in that day for them. And the hot meal was part of that.
Sandy Dorsonville again. Still, coordination was a challenge. Some 600 people got numbered tickets for medical checkup. But by mid-afternoon, fewer than 200 had been seen. A group of women with tickets in the 500s wondered, are they going to have time for everyone? In the end, they didn't. But they made sure everyone left with some food or clothing.
We need to do things better each day.
That first night, Dr. Marie Etienne facilitated an unflinching SWOT analysis.
Which is the strengths, the weaknesses,
we will ask
the opportunities and any threats. The folks who were on triage.
One thing that came up was the coalition's partnership with a network of Haitian churches hosting the relief effort. Here's volunteer James Pierre.
Activity. Because we were not the one giving the tickets. So many of the pastors, friends and family comes in without tickets. And then people waiting for hours.
So
you have five or six people coming in, sit right up front. And then now you have other people start saying, oh, what about me? What about me?
You can imagine how difficult this is. Coming in for a few days, they tapped into their partner's strengths and inherited some blind spots. One Catholic man I met said he thought the mission couldn't help him because it was organized by Baptist churches. There were also disagreements about two armed security guards on the mission.
Because
if they're not there with the gun, that crowd that you saw today would have been more out of control.
I don't think that's what she meant.
The bottom line for Sandy Dorsonville?
It's very important to me, just personally doing this type of work, that people leave the situation with their dignity.
On the second and third day of the mission, they made some changes to get things running more smoothly. Another mission is scheduled for next month in and around Jérémie. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.